the members of the United Nations for your recommendations and comments. And with my delegation, His Excellency Bang Ra-si, Vice Chair of the Council of Jurists of the Ministry of Interior, will address the topic on the freedom of the press, freedom of expression, and civic space in general. The right to information is guaranteed and protected in Cambodia through international and domestic legal frameworks. It's enshrined in Article 19 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, as well as Article 19 of the ICCPR. Our Constitution also enshrines this right under the Article 41, guaranteeing the right to freedom of expression. We received a comment, a recommendation with regard to law on access to information. This draft law is soon to be finalized. It has been submitted to the Council of Jurists of the Office of the Council of Ministers after receiving revisions from the Ministry of Justice and inputs from UN agencies and civil society organizations. More than 2,000 media outlets and 10,000 journalists, including those critical of the royal government, have been operating freely in analog and digital forms without prior censorship. In 2023, Cambodia has a total of more than 11 million registered accounts of social media users, equating to 65% of the total population, allowing them to access a diverse range of information as well as voice their public opinions freely without limitation. With this progress, the royal government reiterates its stance that while the government supports free and independent press, it must also combat the bombardment of disinformation with malicious intent, politically incentivized to misinform and incite hatred and violence, disrupting social stability while undermining the principles of human rights and fundamental freedoms. Such actions must be viewed as a violation of law. Accountability and responsibility must go hand in hand with the exercise of rights. On the topic of the law on associations and non-governmental organizations, Cambodia recognizes the instrumental roles they play in the advancement of social accountability, good governance, protection and promotion of human rights, as well as sustainable development. Cambodia provides a vibrant space for CSOs. Over national and international, over 6,000 national and international NGOs are currently registered in Cambodia. Cambodia is strongly committed to promote genuine partnership with CSOs in all aspects of social development. A working group has been established under the leadership of the Ministry of Interior to consult regularly with hundreds of CSOs in addressing challenges and fostering effective government-CSO partnership, as well as to amend the law on association and NGOs at the CSO's request. The working group has conducted the second phase of consultation with CSOs on this amendment on the law on association and NGOs. And as mentioned, Cambodia respects and supports the activities of social activists, trade unionists, and human rights defenders. Just like CSOs, they play a role in the advancement of social accountability, good governance, protection and promotion of human rights, and sustainable development. Every person is entitled to these rights and freedoms, but it also comes with responsibilities to perform roles, duties, and obligations in accordance with the law. And when activities become criminal and threaten social order and impede public interests, perpetrators must be held accountable. Cambodia firmly believes in a liberal multi-party democracy system enshrined in our constitution. This is reflected in the election of the 7th legislature of the National Assembly last year, which was conducted in a free, fair, peaceful, and transparent manner, with a high voter turnout of 84.5%, surpassing the previous four national polls since 2003, from more than 8.2 million voters casting their ballots to choose among the 18 contending political parties. There were thousands of observers, including 422 foreign observers representing 65 countries, international organizations, foreign governments, diplomatic circles, and Cambodia diaspora communities. It was also monitored by nearly 60,000 political parties agents and 90,000 independent national observers who attest to the transparency process. I now would like to give the floor to Excellency Nyat Sakharin, Secretary of State from the Ministry of Justice.
I would like to thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor.